In the quiet heart of Madrid, on February the 4th, 1890, a humble soul was born, Sister Josefa Menendez, a daughter of a deeply Christian family. Her life would remain outwardly ordinary, yet hidden within it burned a mission of extraordinary grace. This simple nun, with no desire for recognition, became a messenger of Christ's infinite mercy. Through her, the Lord revealed His burning love for souls and the reality of His compassion, even beyond death. Throughout a short life, Sister Josefa was entrusted with many visions and mystical encounters, particularly with the souls in purgatory. These experiences were later recorded in a spiritual diary, a testimony of divine tenderness towards those being purified by love. In July of 1921, Sister Josefa was asked by the Blessed Virgin Mary to offer her prayers and sufferings for a soul who had turned away from God's call. That woman, Our Lady revealed, would die the next day. Obedient and full of trust, Sister Josefa prayed through the night. As dawn approached, a terrible spiritual battle raged, but then silence. The peace of heaven seemed to descend. Our Lady appeared to Josefa with a gentle smile and told her that the soul she had prayed for had repented at the final moment, and that the devil, realizing her soul was fleeing him, tried to take away her peace and made her suffer. The devil was also furious with Sister Josefa because he saw how she was helping Our Lady pull the soul away from the devil's sight. She was spared from eternal loss and was now being purified in purgatory. Soon after, that very soul appeared to Sister Josefa, grateful, yet still suffering. For years, she endured the purifying fires, but revealed that her one devotion during her life of sin had been a simple prayer, "Hail, Holy Queen," recited every Saturday. It was this small act of love that opened her to Our Lady's intercession. Only 3 days later, through Sister Josefa's prayers, the soul ascended to heaven. Another time, a soul came to thank Sister Josefa for helping shorten its purification. It confessed that without her prayers and sacrifices, it would have suffered for many, many more years. Many of these souls, priests, religious, and lay faithful alike, revealed how even small faults and hidden pride can delay union with God's perfect love. There was once when a soul who had turned away from God, spending 7 long years in mortal sin, time and time again, grace called him to repentance, yet he refused the mercy offered in the sacrament of confession. By justice alone, his soul was destined for eternal loss, but God, in His boundless mercy, intervened. Through the hidden sufferings of Sister Josefa Menendez, strength was granted for this wandering soul to finally return to confession and to grace. Now in purgatory, this soul appeared to Sister Josefa, humbly pleading for deliverance from that place of sorrow and purification. Through each encounter, the Lord reminded Sister Josefa, and through her, all of us, that purgatory is not a place of despair, but of mercy. It is the fire of God's love cleansing every stain of sin. Though its pain is real, its purpose is healing. Christ's mercy, she came to understand, is a flame that both burns and embraces, a love that refuses to abandon the soul, even in its final purification. The souls who appeared to Sister Josefa often expressed gratitude for the prayers, masses, and sacrifices offered on their behalf. Many told her that her own sufferings had given them the strength to repent, to accept purification, and at last to see God. An inquiry after her death confirmed that the people whose souls she had mentioned truly existed and had died on the very day she recorded. "Purgatory," she said, "is the proof that God's love pursues us until the end. It is mercy that burns away all that is not love. And so, we are called, each one of us, to be instruments of that mercy. Every prayer, every mass offered, every small act of charity given for the departed becomes a ray of light for those who wait to see the face of God. Let us then renew our commitment to pray for the souls in purgatory, our brothers and sisters who long for heaven. For in doing so, we participate in the merciful heart of Christ Himself. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them. May they rest in peace. Amen."